Okay, we're live.
Is this it? Go ahead, pop it off then.
All right, guys, so it's a lovely Friday evening here at the abandoned patio of Hook Line in Boardwalk, Granite Park, off of 121 and the Dallas Tollway, folks.
So you can find us for now?
That's right. We'll be here live. So I'm joined with by Gabriel Aguilera.
No chingadera.
That's okay. Right. And Marlon Jackson.
No relation.
And Alexander Bustillo. Yes, for Mr. TSB, if you're looking for me on Twitter.
Follow him.
I'm on there. All right.
I mean, the best thing about right now is having no followers is nobody can fact check me. Because I'm just going to throw some shit out there. And you can't, unless it's you guys. I mean,
yeah,
but nobody's going to
fuck No, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention. So I was actually thinking of bringing a fact check guy on.
We should just hire one.
Remember, that's how Tony Reale started, remember?
Is that how he got
started? That's how he got started.
He got started.
Tony Reale. And now he's got his own show and all that shit. And
Jesus. Started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
So let's just pop it off right now. You know, Toronto. NBA Finals.
We saw all the sports.
Cheap Seats with Mr. Bustillos here.
Oh, so that's the name of my segment?
Yeah, Cheap Seats.
Cheap Seats. I like it.
Not a cheap guy.
No.
I know he's from Miami. He doesn't have cheap suits or cheap cologne.
First of all, that was unnecessarily rude. When have you ever seen Pitbull in a cheap
Pitbull,
suit?
Pitbull,
Mr. 305, baby.
You're right. Hey, I'm sorry.
About cheap suits. I don't know anything about cheap suits. The only suit I purchased was for a work function that just took place, guys, in Orlando, Florida, by the way.
Courtroom function.
I bought...
Oh, and I'm being judged back.
Anyway, so yeah, I bought a pretty expensive suit, guys. I went to Macy's, my first purchase. Gentleman was very, very helpful, informative.
Very.
Helped me out. All I said was...
How much?
$600 motherfucking dollars.
Oh.
Ralph Lauren, though. I looked really clean,
Ralph Lauren, there it is.
I'll show you the pictures later, guys.
What is it? Ralph Polo. Not the other one. The real one.
Not the U.S. Polo.
No. The real Ralph Lauren.
That's right. I'll upload a picture of how nice I looked in the suit on Twitter later. Remember, Mr. TSB. Thank you.
Follow him.
I'm sorry. At Texas Sports Blog. I don't even know my own Twitter handle. Man, unbelievable.
That's the first one. So we're starting out here, guys.
So the Raptors, guys. The Raptors did the unthinkable.
NBA Finals. Nobody... Not for me, because I won 150 bones.
Nice.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
It's gambling.
Yes.
I'd be sick. I probably would have called into this first show.
It's the name of the game. The name of the game. But yeah, they dethroned the defending champion, the Warriors.
Can you just make sure it was the Golden... That's who they played, right? The Golden State Warriors. Not the Golden State Big Three or
the Splash
Brothers, right? So I don't want to hear about...
Not their D-League affiliate.
I don't want to hear about KD was out and then Klay was out. You know, they played the team. But I know it would have went a different way. Get a better team. They had a bench, but they paid all that money. And let's just talk about DeMarcus Cousins giving them life at the end. Let's talk about Draymond Green, who's good for a triple-double, although he'll get 10 to 12 points. I mean, 15 boards.
They needed more from those guys. They needed more from Boogie Cousins. DeMarcus still seemed a little scared. He wasn't 100% confident in his game. You saw him hesitate a lot. Got the ball at the top of the key.
He's still rusty.
Very rusty. That's what happens when
he's playing aggressive though.
When you just tear up your knee.
What are you talking about?
Boogie Cousins.
Boogie.
Oh, Mobile, Alabama. What's up?
Hey,
what's up? We're in Mobile.
What's up?
We got some family out there.
So
shout out to Checkers. All those. Checkers restaurant. Checkers restaurant.
Oh, hey, in Miami. They're popular in Miami.
That's all south right there. The rural south.
So how do we get from Boogie? Alabama. Got it.
He's here.
All right, so guys, the Raptors win in six to capture their first NBA title.
Can I be honest?
Talk.
Yeah, sure. That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here.
I don't think people would have cared as much
if Drake wasn't.
That's exactly where I was going.
Right. Yes, if Drake wasn't as talking and, much shit.
And is it just me or is he's really annoying? Like I
wouldn't say he's annoying. I mean, you got Spike Lee at the courtside of the Knicks every season.
Good point.
Maybe that's how they felt in the 90s when Spike Lee was.
Exactly. That's
irrelevant.
That's how Spike came across.
You know what? That's probably right.
Then you got
Jack Nicholson
at the Lakers.
With the Lakers.
Okay. Was he talking like Drake does?
Drake.
And we talk about Drake has some tattoos of KD and
Is that right?
Is that real?
He does.
That's real.
I think that's what the problem is, because he's so friendly with everybody.
That's where they get annoyed,
right? Drake looks like the college girl who knows that her boyfriend is going pro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And going play. Riding the coattails, right?
All the time. Yeah.
There's video footage of him eating dinner at Steph and Aisha's house.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and then you talking mad shit about it. It is a home team,
but I don't know if y'all saw the video after the game where they were FaceTiming each other.
That's adorable.
Steph and Drake.
Yeah. He's buddy with a lot of stars.
They gave
him
that first L, and they made sure to give him hell on the hallway.
Klay Thompson turned around and caught with your bum ass. I want to say, Klay, where is this language coming from?
Unbelievable.
Okay, so it is. I think it is about Drake being all in the spotlight.
But speaking of Klay, Klay Thompson, dropped 30 in three quarters.
He
would have
hit 45.
And they would have forced the game seven.
Yeah, I would have been game seven.
I'm confident they were up three at the time. The guy made two free throws with a tour after tearing his ACL.
But can we talk about it was a tear if they lost, it was a sprain or something minor if they won. What? You don't think so?
Hyperextension?
Right, yeah. Because it looked bad.
As bad as KD.
As KD's.
When you saw that.
KD's in slow mo was intense. I mean, you could just feel the shit like his calf.
It's built like a string bean, though. So, I mean, it looked anything.
My sister said the same thing. When he came out, she's like, is he malnourished? Is he okay?
Like, what is he doing?
He's just really tall and lanky.
Take it from me. I know how to get the body right.
Let's put this in perspective, guys. The Raptors did win their first NBA title ever, led by Kawhi Leonard. The guy had an amazing postseason. But let's be honest.
Was it really led by Kawhi?
Absolutely.
I felt like the last two games.
Let's talk about
it. He didn't really show up to the fourth quarter. That's just for me.
That's crunch time, baby. That's when it counts.
Let's talk about did Kawhi, was he an impact on that? Was this first year, right?
With
the Raptors.
Yes. Yeah.
He missed how many games?
But remember,
and they were like, the Raptors season is done, right? Everybody counted him out. It was sometime in December or January. They were like, Kawhi's out. They don't really have a team. But they had won 30-something games without Kawhi. But he comes back. He does add a factor in there. A little bit quiet, but he adds something.
Adds something?
I don't know about
just
quiet.
Something?
Yeah, no, robot. I mean, look, I like Kawhi.
Let's not discredit what Nick Nurse was able to do. I think he outcoached Steve Kerr.
And
right?
You're a rookie coach.
You know how many rookie coaches have won the title in their first year in the past 5 years? Three.
Tyronn Lue?
Tyronn Lue.
Okay.
Right. And then Steve Kerr.
His
first year, yeah.
It helped that he inherited a bunch of fucking studs. But let's see who Nick Nurse inherited besides Kawhi Leonard, okay?
Larry.
Undrafted, Fred VanVleet, okay?
Mini Drake, Wichita State, Shocker,
yeah. Okay? Fred VanVleet. Guy was drilling threes left and right.
Oh, he was hot as
Did you? I don't know if
after
y'all
he
noticed.
Had a baby, after he became a dad, happy Father's Day to you, by the way, Fred VanVleet. I hope you have a fantastic Father's Day weekend.
It should be great.
Gabe?
It should be your best one.
Yes, absolutely. With an NBA title and the Larry O'Brien trophy, hell yes. Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, little Serge Ibaka.
We're talking about dads. I've seen Tangled more than a few times.
Oh, is that the...
It has a chameleon, Pascal. The chameleon, his name is Pascal. He looks like a legit chameleon, the skinny face, the wide eyes.
You know who
they could go either way, but
he was really irritated by...
Larry.
Gasol?
How he was ice cold, him and Green?
I don't know. What?
Gasol is a lockdown defender. Mark Gasol.
What happened?
What a pickup for the Toronto Raptors.
He just doesn't do it for me.
Tell me.
He was like a bumbling idiot.
He's a hot
Spaniard.
On that
Spaniard. Game or like
yes.
the whole... On that game, yes.
Hot is the wrong word to use for that. He's a Spaniard, that's for sure.
And Marlon loves the brown pride, but he
doesn't have enough brown for me. Now, as far as Kyle Lowry is concerned...
Lowry's.
Bad boys, baby.
The funny thing is, I felt like he got so much shit for game five. The tweets and everything else, I know he read that shit, because when he hit the floor last night...
He was ready.
He was ready.
There was no hole in his blood.
There was no hole in his blood.
What were the tweet? What did he get tweeted? I don't
it was
you know.
Everybody was reacting to that last shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the... It was ugly.
It was ugly.
And
in his defense, ugly. Draymond closed. Okay.
On second viewing, he got
a piece of it.
I didn't
okay.
Second viewing because I was at a bar. I actually went to two bars because I said, "My man, you got to put this on." So they were closing. We went, drove couple miles down.
Where did you go? Let's plug them.
Regeneration. It's an arcade bar. By the way, they have Monday nights Smash Brothers tournament. I plan to win some money. That's all I used to do. I used to beat kids up and play Smash Brothers.
That's nice of you.
On a Monday?
On a Monday. I'm usually off Tuesdays. But I went to two bars. That shot at the end, which I was like, just turn it on. I got to see the last, minute, 90 seconds, whatever. 60 seconds or a minute. I don't know, however you guys want to call it.
The end of the game.
Yeah. It was an ugly ass shot. I didn't get to see a second. It was ugly.
It didn't look like it had much of a chance.
I was more mad that Kawhi... they didn't even double team.
Kawhi did on that one. He saw the double team coming from Iguodala. He caught it way too close to half court.
If Serge would have had that ball, he would have drove the lane. He would have drawn that foul.
Serge can't drive no damn lane. What are you talking about?
Serge was hot.
Hold on, wait.
And he was the first year they won the championship. He was the MVP. Was he not? Finals MVP.
Serge is not your guy to create a shot for him, okay? Is he going to go out and pick and roll?
But if they can find him.
Hey, let's not discredit what the Warriors did at the end of that game. That was a gritty performance.
They gave it away.
Gritty performance, okay? KD was hot before he went down with that injury.
I don't know how you're not going to say Boogie Cousins showed out.
Well, Boogie Cousins did.
He had like 12 points in the last...
But remember, he almost cost him the game with an offensive goaltend and an illegal screen. Okay? Almost cost him the game.
He's playing hard. Street ball. I seen nothing but street ball from...
His
name is DeMarcus Cousins. They call him Boogie in the streets.
He was playing with some heart. That I'll give him. But they needed a lot more from Boogie Cousins. Draymond Green tried to step up a little too late. They were on the ropes, guys. They were on the ropes.
I'm
looking
at Draymond bitch and complain.
I think it's more his gum to teeth ratio.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't like it. His gum to teeth ratio is bad. But all the ugly hood dudes that are ugly, they can fight or talk shit.
I
grew up knowing that ugly people can roast, and I never like taking an L, but I take L from ugly people because they know they're ugly. They got nothing to lose. I mean, they're living out there. Draymond is ugly.
You know what I'm really proud of and I'm very happy for? Is Jeremy Lin.
Lin.
Yes, I just saw his Instagram post earlier today.
Again, I'm oblivious to any social media right now, so you guys keep me in tune.
Oh, are you in
I'm doing the social media cleanse. We're talking, besides this, right? I haven't been on there for about...
Yeah, because this is not going on any...
What are you talking about?
It says I'm on, but that's just me looking. I'm not so much posting or...
Anyway.
You pull up... No, now, that's been in the last 2 days, sandbagging son of a bitch.
Continue.
So let me tell you, I mean, I wasn't where I wanted to be mentally or focused. We have Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Twitter for your tweets. I don't know what they call it. What is it, Twitter feed? Twitter Nation? Twitter World, whatever. We have anything that when there's any kind of downtime, we have our phone, it's in our hand, we pull it up. I mean, you pull up to a light, you're driving, and you're going to pull up, and you're just going to scroll through the feed.
Just keep scrolling.
iPhone to tell you how many hours you spend looking at that, right?
Yeah, screen time.
I said, what am I really doing with my life? I mean, I could be out drinking beer, doing some other shit socially, real social. So yeah. I gave it a break. I'm kind of sliding back in there. Why?
You know I'm a social person.
I know that.
Yeah, we'll get to that here in just a minute.
True. But when it comes to social media, and this is for me, because you don't get the same amount of news as you would anywhere else.
It's all right there.
It's very true. I don't even watch the news anymore. I don't.
It's all
fake news.
I mean, I watch... but
you got to be careful with that shit, too.
MAGA.
Yeah.
Oh, no, MAGA.
MAGA.
Sorry.
He's just saying that because he really didn't vote for him.
I like MAGA.
But he's trying to bullshit. No, I'm just kidding. No MAGA hats over here. I don't care if we lose our no followers.
Yeah, well,
not up in this house, okay?
We just lost quite a few.
Yeah. We'll see you later. Mm. Build a wall around me. I don't give a fuck.
But no, yeah, let's talk about what unfolded.
What else you got for me? I'm sorry, we always get off topic.
We'll get back to what you were saying. But let's talk about how important those injuries are to free agency. Okay, Klay Thompson.
You think they'll stay?
And Kevin Durant. I don't think Kevin Durant's got a choice but to stay. Okay,
to prove what? What does he want?
What does he want? I mean, shit, a title, another title. I mean,
he's already got two.
Yeah, but This is not just any injury, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a ruptured Achilles and a torn ACL.
Kobe went through one and won two series on it.
Yeah, so did fucking Rudy Gay and DeMarcus Cousins. But okay, what did they do?
Boogie Cousins. Address him as that. Yes, man, please. Oh, we got to... let's...
Thank you.
Wait, Heidi. Come here real quick.
Tall Shirley Temple, frosted glass.
This, just so you know, we're on a patio of a... Not abandoned, but a shut down restaurant. But we're going to take these 30 seconds to...
First station identification?
Yeah, that. Whatever he said. You know, he's better at it. No, we got to introduce our bartender, our lovely wife.
You're about to call me your wife.
No, not my. Alex.
Thanks.
Mr. TSV here.
Thank you. At TX Sports
Blog. She makes us all the magic stuff so we can keep the juices flowing. Creative thinking, all that. I got random people walking up. Yeah. But yes, I'll take a tall Dos Equis and a whiskey sour. Please. Yeah, whatever he's drinking.
Well, it's not the time nor the place.
Yeah.
So, guys, just in case you missed the first couple seconds of the podcast, the broadcast, we are broadcasting live from what was Hook Line. Did they have, was it Hook Line and Sinker, just Hook Line?
So, the original one is Hook Line and Sinker. Been in Uptown, Lemon, Dallas area.
Right.
For a long time.
A long time.
That one had the old fishing motors. It's kind of quirky. It had a thing that people could relate to. And then, you know, they came out this way and they changed it to Hook Line, a little fancier, Oyster Bar.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but they shut down four of them. 98% of their employees didn't know what was happening.
Unbelievable.
Kind of sad. But in this industry, you're going to see that.
They did them dirty. If you guys want, I will post a picture of the eviction notice on my Twitter feed.
And a new Twitter feed that he's going to make.
This just in, the Rangers have defeated the Cincinnati Reds.
7-1.
It is a final. 7-1. Rugi Odor goes yard for a grand salami.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Toronto.
I'm over Toronto. Since we're talking about baseball.
Okay, baseball. So we just skipped all the other shit. Free agency.
But no. He's just going
to... Jimmy Butler.
He has to get this off his chest.
I have to get this off my chest.
Come on, Marlon.
Jimmy
Bucket.
This is some...
Jimmy Bucket. That's what I wrote down.
This is where I fall into the lane with the hot tea, the gossip.
Okay.
Since we're talking about baseball, Big Poppy.
Oh,
Big Poppy
got
shot. Jesus Christ.
Let's talk about Big Poppy. He is recovering. He is out of the woods.
When I saw that, I was like, is this real?
His wife, not the one he bought the $86,000 Lexus for, but his wife of, I don't know how long they've been married.
He has two wives?
Here's why he got shot in the first place, guys. I love wife. Big Poppy. Big fan of Big Poppy.
So he is an ambassador
of the game of baseball, folks. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Big Poppy, world champion, all right? Surefire Hall of Famer, okay?
Sure.
Went to visit Dominican Republic, always giving back to his community. Hanging out with his peeps at a restaurant/entertainment center, okay?
Somebody walked up on him.
Okay, this was a planned attack. Now that we know some of the details.
Some more details.
Okay, it was a group of people that were paid a total of, get this, $8,000. Okay.
Oh,
damn.
If y'all could see, Mr.
They shot him in the damn back.
He has so much more. Let me tell y'all. Alex has the real details, but Marlon has the. I felt it. You didn't have to. Backhand me or fronthand me. I don't like that.
It was the spider on the side of fucking Texas on your neck.
So, guys, got the other juicy details.
So, guys, yes, David Ortiz is out of surgery,
recovering,
doing well, walking. But, yes, he's in hot water, okay?
Jesus.
But here's the thing. Here's the hot tea on the streets.
Talk to me.
Thanks, Shug.
Thank you.
Thank you. Big Poppy was in Dominican Republican. Having a grand old
just
time.
Dominican Republic, not Republican.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to get into that shit right now.
So we talked about MAGA. we just can't leave it alone.
I don't do politics.
It was all Dominicans.
Having a grand old time. Apparently, the person who hired the guy that shot him.
Tell me.
Is a drug lord.
Yes, drug lord. That's what I was getting at. Okay, come on.
I mean, that's all they do there. You're either a baseball player or drug lord,
right?
Calm
down.
Sorry.
So,
I don't know.
They don't play soccer.
He's fucking the drug lord's wife.
Girlfriend. I don't know if they're officially married.
Wait. Can we call him a drug lord if he paid $8,000? No, he's a drug peddler.
You don't know what money is like that. You don't know what money is like that in DR.
I mean, that's true. But Very, if you want the job right. Okay,
very very good point,
from
Gabe.
Experience.
Drug lord, I don't know. Okay, is he a Pablo Escobar?
Yeah,
certainly
no,
not.
Not a drug lord.
Not a drug lord. But a drug, I know a guy.
The drug lord's wife. He got shot. Lord.
My understanding is a girlfriend. But
girlfriend. I'll
continue.
Sancha,
carry on. Carry on.
Like to say.
Carry on.
So while his wife is flying down to DR to visit him.
His actual wife.
His actual wife.
We're talking about David Ortiz's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
His actual wife is flying down there to visit him. The girlfriend of the drug lord and another girl that Big Poppy was seeing were fighting at the hospital.
At the hospital?
At the hospital.
Oh, after he got shot.
Let me tell y'all, when I told you he had the juicy details, this motherfucker
Did we tell him what Big Poppy bought for one of these drug lord's girlfriends? $84,000, $86,000 Lexus, so, guys. Brand new. I don't know.
Poppy's a drug lord. I mean, you're dropping money. His money's longer.
Nah,
a
lot longer.
You come to me with $80,000. That's why you, or $8,000. Sorry. So you shot him with a .22 and he lived. I mean, pay the guy $80. Get high caliber. I'm just saying. There's so many. There's so many differences.
But the videos of the shooter in the streets.
Then they whoop his ass.
Oh my God.
I don't know how he lived.
Again, guys,
I don't know how he was alive.
You could not identify this person by how badly beaten he was. Because let's get this straight.
If it's a real drug lord, he would have been protected. The streets.
Well, the shooter wasn't the drug lord.
What?
Drug lord hired.
Let's get this clear. Yes. So he was not protected.
America.
Guys, let's.
So that's not a real drug lord. Again.
David Ortiz is more popular than the damn president of the Dominican Republic. Okay, let's get this straight.
There's a hierarchy in Dominican.
This is an icon.
Big Poppy. Pardon me.
She's Dominican?
Don't be upset.
I'm sorry.
Mr. TSB is Cuban.
Cubano, baby. Cubano. Oye, papi. Si, soy cubano, okay?
Muy loco. Okay?
Yes.
But
I'm the real Mr. 305.
But
okay?
Go ahead. don't you dare. Don't disrespect Martin like that.
First of all, Armando Christian Perez has been here for my whole life, okay?
This is about 04.
Okay? Money is a major issue. It changed my life.
M.I.A.
I knew Pitbull when he still had cornrows. So let's not go there. Okay? So, back to Big Poppy.
So, Big Poppy. Cardi B.
It was Big Poppy, Cardi B.
Which is my
ghetto. This is a hierarchy in Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah.
Big Poppy, Cardi B.
At least the streets.
Yeah, the streets, of course. I can't think of anyone else. Oh, Babe Ruth.
He's Dominican?
Babe Herman Ruth?
It's wild. It's
George Herman.
George Herman Ruth.
Look, okay. That's why you talked to him.
We were taking it back, bro.
According to the Kid Mero, he's Dominican. Now, I don't know.
Okay, Marlon, you're going to have to wait your turn, okay? Because
to get this off his chest. We got Jimmy Buckets.
We've gotten really off topic
baseball,
here.
He said baseball. I had to get, to get it off.
Because that's some juicy ass shit.
That was some...
Will
I once had two women fighting over me.
Okay, so yeah, so free agency, guys. Certainly...
Go ahead.
Klay Thompson, KD injuries are going to have a huge impact.
One of them's leaving. Both of them aren't staying.
I agree. Somebody, Mavericks.
Going to the Knicks?
The Mavericks are in the conversation.
Klay going to the Mavericks.
I'm sorry, are you not a Mavs fan?
I love the Mavericks, but let me tell you something. When Mark Cuban got rid of my championship team on the off chance that he was going to sign. What is his name?
Superman, the
Superman.
Dwight Howard? The one that fucked us?
On the off chance.
No, that's DeAndre Jordan, buddy.
DeAndre Jordan.
No. This was before DeAndre Jordan. When he got rid of everybody, he was trying to get Dwight Howard.
Well, Dwight Howard, I'm glad they didn't get Dwight Howard.
Okay. So you run the risk of, on the off chance that you get Dwight Howard, and you don't get him.
I mean, that's with risk comes reward. I mean, that's a gamble.
Guys, Mark Cuban, let's not forget, the Mavericks are known for swinging and missing. In free agency, okay?
Unless it's... when did we win? 2011? Unless it's 2011 NBA Finals.
You shut
where they beat Miami.
You shut your mouth, okay?
And Dirk...
That was a Herculean effort by Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, you know, last time we went up against Miami, I cheated, but we don't want to talk about that, do we?
Yeah.
Cheated how? Bullshit. How do we cheat? Because we made free throws and y'all didn't make free throws? That's another topic for another day. Guys, this segment is not... I don't know what the airwaves are doing and how much time we have here.
We got plenty of time.
So let's chat. Let's talk about a free agency a little bit.
We can always trim this down. Right? Don't ever be scared to back out of a fight, Miami.
So yes.
Okay? Son of a bitch.
And speaking of Miami, the godfather, Pat Riley.
Okay, as long as you don't say Spoelstra. Spoelstra is the biggest piece of shit, and I just got to throw my 2 cents in it because I hate the guy.
Why do you hate Eric Spoelstra?
He's trash. He's not a puppet. He's the Jason Garrett of NBA coaches.
Oh, That's not a bad comparison.
That is. The only thing he has is he got some fucking titles.
He doesn't clap as much as Jason Garrett. I'll
no,
give you
well,
that.
You're not going to find anybody that claps like, oh, what do you call
the ginger. Ginger clapper.
No.
Oh, what my dad called him. Howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
All right. So let's focus. Jimmy Buckets, guys. Another big free agent name, right? Jimmy Buckets.
You knew he wasn't going to stay long.
Today, I got a little notification that he was talking to the Godfather in Miami. Never rule out Pat Riley, guys, okay? Pat Riley is a fucking magician, okay?
Which is
Pat Riley.
Magic tried to do in L.A., but
Evan
we know
failed.
That didn't. He's not with all that. I don't think he was the politics and everything. Everything that else.
Pat Riley is a proven champion.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's the guy. Magic could have been that guy if they didn't have everybody else doing all that.
I tell you what. If Miami happens to snag Jimmy Buckets.
So who does Miami have? So they have them and who? Because D-Wade left, right?
D-Wade left, yes.
Oh,
but
awesome.
Goran Dragic picked up his player option at $19.2 million. The Dragon. The Serbian Slayer.
Okay, we know European leagues are hot right now. Guess who the Mavs have, okay?
Luka Doncic.
Doncic and...
And Kristaps Porzingis.
The fucking unicorn.
The unicorn.
Which as soon as he beats all his cases.
We'll get to that again, guys.
Talk about that right
okay,
now.
So yes, NBA free agency should heat up right now. Guys, this is going to turn NBA free agency on its head. Klay and KD, these injuries are going to be huge. Okay, when it comes to... Because these guys are missing the entire next season. Let's get that clear.
They'll be there to the finals.
They're missing the entire season.
So who's going to take a gamble on that? They say KD will go to the Knicks. I don't know how I see that.
Or Brooklyn. Brooklyn's got cap space.
And is AD staying in New Orleans?
Hell no.
And is Zion coming to the draft? Or is he getting out?
What's
the word on that?
Zion...
He hasn't fully committed. He can back out.
He sure can. Very good point, Gabe.
Does he lose a year?
Do you think he runs the risk of backing out just to go play for the Knicks?
Who?
Zion.
No, Zion don't want to go play for New Orleans.
I know that's what I'm saying. Do you think he backs out just so he can play for the Knicks?
There's a good chance.
There's a good chance. Is he going to play at Duke again? No, sir.
No.
But will he maybe go play overseas?
AD.
I don't know.
AD's already said Zion coming or not coming. He's done in New Orleans.
Okay.
He's done.
Okay. So.
I mean, I don't know why.
Let's see. The Patriots, guys. They're whining again. Okay.
Oh God.
These guys keep winning. But guess what they're whining about right now?
Tell me.
Okay? They are whining because they're accusing the Houston Texans of tampering.
Of all people who should...
The Texans. Why would they tamper? But...
They would know about tampering, wouldn't
they? The attempted general manager hire of Nick Caserio. And now, guess what? The Pat said, you know what? It's okay, Houston, because you guys aren't going to pursue him. So we're going to withdraw our tampering claim. It's just the Pats, guys. That's what they do. They whine about shit. They continue to win, and they still whine. I don't get it.
Does Kraft not have something going on that he needs to be worried about?
I don't know about Kraft, but the only thing Houston just tampered with is that money from the hurricane.
Because where did it go?
JJ, we need answers.
Hey,
oh, JJ.
let's not question JJ Watt's humanitarian efforts.
I'm just saying, people in Houston
why?
Trying to figure
because
out
his wife loves JJ.
His wife would leave him
right now if JJ came up here.
Most certainly.
But whatever, Jimmy James, I don't know what.
Justin James.
Yeah, Jimmy James. So whatever.
That's got to be the whitest name I have ever heard in my life.
Jimbo. Jimbo
Justin James.
Jimbo Jimmy.
You
Slim
would
Jim.
Pee your damn pants, Marlon.
Slim Jim.
If
Big
Justin
Jim, Jim.
James Watt showed Jumbo. Up right now at Hook Line at this
type.
Fucking empty
no,
ass patio.
He knows that.
Is that your type?
So, yeah, Pat's got a lot more to worry about.
So the Pats. The Pats got to worry about their fucking aging quarterback who is...
Brady has one more year, maybe two, if he doesn't get hurt.
What fountain of youth is he drinking from?
Her name is Giselle. Okay.
Good point.
Look, and all my listeners out there, whether you like it or not, you find some, it don't have to be pussy.
So guys,
excuse my language, but find some good sex out
please
there.
Please excuse
you,
your language.
You'll feel love. You feel young again. Find some
and
good sex.
You think Tom Brady is a decorated athlete. Giselle Bundchen. Tom Brady like
oh, yeah.
he is a
real,
peasant.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
is a peasant compared to Giselle.
It's her trophy case in the house.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. For sure. 100%.
But staying on the topic of football, guys, the XFL 2.0 with Vince McMahon and Oliver Luck.
Something about this. Oliver Luck. Who's Oliver Luck?
Andrew Luck's daddy.
Okay, because I know
he's behind all
Oliver
this.
Twist, and I know Andrew Luck. So
Oliver Luck is Andrew Luck's puppy.
Okay.
Okay. And they there's the start date for the XFL, guys.
No, no. We need it. So Papa D's been here 38 years. Not
38
at this
years.
Particular location, but
never received a paycheck.
He's been he works for free.
Works for under the, yeah.
Pro bono,
yeah.
Under the table.
Pro bono, my ass.
You know, he goes. He'll be out in the casinos every weekend. So
okay,
you see him out there. Give him some good luck. XFL. Let's talk about
XFL. Start date.
Is it gonna last?
2020. What have they learned from the unsuccessful NFL development leagues?
Marlon, do you have anything? This okay. is a wrestler. He knows all. The WWE, which used to, when I was growing up, was WWF.
Vince McMahon, yes. So Vince McMahon is behind the
McMahon
scenes.
McMahon is a businessman.
Here's the thing. Vince learned what did, you know, you can see what worked, what didn't work. A lot of the shit that they did do well. The best thing that they ever did in the XFL when they had the first run was the camera work. A lot of the shit that they did in the XFL, they're doing in the NFL now. The zip line.
That's all
XFL.
But okay.
Excellent.
Let's give credit.
Let's give credit where credit is due.
Now,
good job.
The problem that I think that they want to stick away from, that they ran into last time, was when when ratings started to slip. Vince dipped into his wrestling playbook, and it was just too much going on.
And tried to.
Now, what I would love to see happen, I hope it does work, because we love football. Football, you know,
we need it. In this country, we need it 24/7.
All
year round.
We all have a
right.
There is a thirst for football,
we
guys.
We have a love hate relationship with the NFL because a lot of the shit they do is very hit or miss. So
we do.
I get it.
There's now, some protests. There's some bullshit.
All of
that.
Drama. What I hope happens is that he sticks away from being so political. Mm. Just letting the football thing run. I know they said they're not going to be doing a national anthem. They're going to be doing America the Beautiful.
Okay.
Which.
They'll get away from all that kneeling talk, right? All that.
To me personally, that should be the national anthem anyway. But whatever.
All right.
I
like it.
I'm intrigued by some of the cities that got teams.
I was going to say, I think it has something to do with the cities.
So Dallas. City? Houston. Los Angeles. New York.
Well, Los Angeles.
St. Louis.
Their teams.
Seattle. Tampa Bay. And Washington, D.C.
D.C. needed a team. L.A. needed a team. St. Louis needed a team.
Dallas and Houston. Why couldn't we do what they talked about before, which I know part of it is Jerry Jones is not going to let it happen, but San Antonio or
that's
Austin having a team?
Austin, San Antonio.
Austin, actually, guys, has had the most successful developmental league for the NFL.
They do. We have a guy we went to school with. I don't know. His name is some Ivy. Chris Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He plays down there.
See, when the last XFL was around, cities like Memphis and Birmingham, those small cities that don't really have like my mom's from Alabama, so all the Alabama people they cheer for the Saints. You know, that's right next door. So
that's their problem. Go on.
Shut up. So I just thought those same cities would be getting those teams back. It just seems kind of counterproductive. For big cities to go to the big cities. Yeah, the cities that already have teams.
Do you think it's more the money issue?
Along those lines, guys, the XFL is going to allow its games to be televised for free. Broadcast rights fees are the largest revenue drivers for all major sports organizations: the NFL, NBA, NHL, CFL, and MLB.
So they have that.
Okay.
So let me just chime in here. Is it going to be like something on a Roku or something that
can be used in an app?
In
2020, Fox, FS1, ABC, and ESPN will broadcast every XFL game.
So here's the deal.
The networks are going to cover their production costs.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Let me tell you something. Vince McMahon has been an evil genius my entire life. My entire life. That man has somehow worked the system. Because earlier this year, he got the deal for the XFL. He's got SmackDown going to Fox on Friday night.
Primetime.
Look,
like, we're not talking about, what was it? It wasn't TBS.
TNN or something like that.
TNN, right. Yeah. TNT was WCW, which and all that.
We're going to talk about the But so Vince somehow has gotten all this backing just off word of mouth. But I don't understand how people would go for something that failed once before and said, we're going to give it another shot.
Well, I mean, do you think that AA, or what is it, AFL?
The
what was
the Alliance of American Football.
Yeah, whatever he said.
So I feel like they rushed that.
Yeah, they did.
Because they knew the XFL was coming.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I felt like all that was like, do y'all really know what's going on? Like,
it just came so fast. It was a shit show. It came so fast.
Yes.
It was a shit show.
The bottom line is, guys, has the XFL...
coming so fast.
Has the XFL and Vince McMahon learned from what happened and the downfalls of what occurred last time? Guys, the bottom line is, this wants to be a developmental league.
NFL. Are they partnering or doing anything?
She hate me.
Are they gonna do something?
He hate me.
Are they gonna do something with the NFL? Like, is it gonna be a D1? Is it gonna be our Euro League? Is it gonna be whatever? I mean, the Bucks love me today. Oh, the spiders.
Spiders.
Just so y'all know, I'll be Spider-Man in about 24 hours.
Guys, well, that is yet to be determined. The XFL does start January or February of 2020. Bob Stoops, okay?
Stoops
is coaching the Dallas team, and June Jones, okay? The offensive guru is going to coach Houston's XFL franchise.
Just to let you guys know, I know none of these names.
Stoops is a big name.
June Jones had a stint with Atlanta, the Falcons.
Hot Atlanta.
Okay, Hawaii's head coach. Is this
during the Dirty
Bird? Hawaii's...
I don't know.
Hawaii was a very prolific offense back in the day. June Jones is an offensive genius.
This is a man?
It is a man.
Named June.
June.
Yeah. We were so productive. We were so proactive back in those days.
Anyways. Hey, so,
two, there's your song.
Y'all so what else? What else? Let's see. The U.S.
of A?
Women's National Soccer Team.
No, not soccer.
Football.
My boy corrected me earlier.
Put on a whooping, all right? They opened up a can of whoop ass on Thailand.
When we
13-0.
Ooh,
let's so put this into perspective. Wait, I'm not done.
Oh.
13 goals in soccer, guys, is like putting up 200 fucking points in an NFL game. That's about how impressive that is.
150,
200, or 200 in an NBA game. That's unheard of, right?
That's what I was thinking. I thought you were going.
Think of the last time somebody scored 13 goals in a soccer game. A professional
six
one.
Or seven, right? You just double.
Yeah. It's bananas.
I've seen four.
That is a combination of the Thailand women being really bad and the U.S.
First
women
all,
being really good.
It was probably the Thailand trannies. Because over there, you can get a good deal. Are we not talking about that right now? All right. Okay. Sorry. Yes. Off subject. But all I'm saying is if they were smart, they would put those guys... in the game, females, women, whoever.
But they are taking a lot of heat for essentially running up the score. This is a World Cup match in Paris, France. Okay, this is in France.
Sweet buddy.
Okay, the women's World Cup in France, and the women's national team is taking a lot of heat for beating up on the Thai women 13-0. Why?
Women can't even flex their muscle, if you want to say that. Like, why is it an issue? Because if it was some guys being all macho and they're like, oh, they killed
the guys haven't scored 13 goals in like six matches.
Like Captain Marvel or any woman
superhero. And which we're going to talk about it. I got something for Mr. Jamal Jackson over here. Mm. This motherfucker, it's been brewing with me for about 2 weeks. The last time we were here, he said, I know you don't like it. He said, I know you don't want it, but my candidate is Elizabeth Warren. We'll talk about politics. But I find it very
disrespectful. I won't talk about politics.
I find it very disrespectful that he would say, I wouldn't want a woman candidate. Number one, I voted for Hillary and lost. But two, it has none to... I mean, do I like to read books a lot? Will I read a book about a main character? I just finished Divergent. I'm doing that with my daughter. The thing is, I have a daughter, and I'm more about her... She had a project about women's suffrage. She didn't know shit. I was like, she's looking up the history. I said, you know there's shit going on today. Today. Talk about AOC. You talk about, I know Miss Warren, but don't ever come at me and say, oh, I know you don't want it. Like, disrespectful. Now, yes, it is coming from a man that I would, was it misogynistic? I wouldn't call me that.
I don't think you pronounced that right.
No, I think that was it. I just quietly said it.
That's the word, but keep going.
Misogynistic.
Can I get y'all screen?
I'm just kidding. No, that's it. Oh, he's got it. No, it's in my car.
Cole, introduce yourself. Cole.
Cole, we're talking here.
Oh, you have a podcast going?
Yeah, we do.
Day one. Here we go. Cole World here.
The inaugural podcast.
This is like the worst. Have y'all talked about where y'all are doing
Oh,
this?
Yeah. We said we're going to find more abandoned restaurants. You know,
yeah. Just closed down.
Like, you know how those Halloween stores take over those.
I love it. That's what we're going to do.
We're good. We're going to partner with them. And we're going to go into all those empty buildings.
Statistically
and just
speaking, we should be good. There'll always be a spot coming
so
out.
So, Cole, introduce yourself.
Oh, there's nothing beautiful
Hello,
as this.
I'm Cole Brannon. I work under Gabriel
Aguilera.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Chips? Old Fat? No, we're not there.
No, we're like Grand Park.
We're next door to it at an abandoned place where they just left their tables. And
they couldn't keep their
really
shit together,
bombing.
So here we are. This will be really our.
Cole, let me ask you why you're here, young man.
Are you still working here?
You no. young whippersnapper.
Someone literally just came in that used to work here and asked me that. He's like, what are you still working here for?
Oh, fuck no. me, right? No, my life.
I just graduated high school. Like, I'm just,
what do you
I'm
want
not,
from me?
I'm not into like bigger or better things yet.
Wait, just
so you're able to vote?
I am able to vote. Okay. I haven't voted yet.
You will.
Good.
He will exercise his right.
I
hope so.
I just haven't had time for an election yet.
Well, it's coming. So,
yeah.
Didn't one just happen in the city of Plano right now?
Yeah, the midterm.
Question.
Yeah.
Now, don't let it interrupt you.
I'm not going to ask what party you're for, but my question is, when it comes to a female candidate, are you okay for a woman?
Do you oppose it?
Are you okay? How do you feel about a woman becoming president?
I don't really care. As long as it's not Hillary Clinton, I don't care.
That's
something. But
Gabe voted for Hillary.
I did vote for Hillary.
God,
lesser
did?
Of two evils.
Full disclosure.
He has a red hat, but I'm not.
Lesser of two evils.
But I'm not doing the MAGA hat.
But
I'm
it doesn't
sorry.
Have the white writing
on
it.
Can I wear one? Like, I'm,
not
yeah,
in this
I don't
store.
I don't own one, but I think Ben does.
We have that. I mean,
Ben Wood, he's a Patriots fan.
Yeah, Ben.
That's true.
Ben has, have you seen the back of his car, the sticker? It says, fuck ISIS with Uncle Sam.
Oh, wow.
Have y'all not seen that?
No, I have not seen his car.
I mean, yeah, fuck ISIS.
Right.
The picture of this bumper sticker will be on Twitter at TX Sports Blog.
No, you got to make a page for our own goddamn.
Why? We don't even have a name for the podcast.
It don't matter.
You have a name for my segment. That's it.
It's Patio Podcast.
Patio.
Anyway, I just I had to throw that out there. You know, I find it.
Was that Pikachu?
Not harmful.
On your screen?
That you would think I wouldn't want.
Did that hurt you?
No, it's upsetting.
It's upsetting.
Because, okay. You know what, maybe
you know what,
in retrospect, some guys maybe don't want to hear.
Yeah, I'm not even halfway through.
I know you don't like it. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I don't really have a problem. But it's how you come off. It's everything you say after that someone would. Right, I gave you, not hints or clues, but I gave you a reason to say, hey, I know you might not like it.
I was just about to say.
Is it hurtful? Yeah, but maybe it is what I say and how I do it. But at the end of the day, you know, hey, my daughter had a fucking project on women's suffrage. I was like, it's still happening today. Like, it's all relevant. Everything is relevant. I mean,
absolutely.
You just learn all that shit. I mean, talk about Susan B. Anthony. Talk about all the powerful women. But you don't even know what... They made history as far as Congress and everything else. And it's little steps. I mean, and I joke for sure. I should probably be fired. If this wasn't... You know, if I wasn't the main dude here, I would probably be fired for sexual harassment. I mean, y'all will learn to hate me later. All I'm saying is I know I
it's early.
Line and I do things. Yeah, I do things that you'd be like, oh, my God, that dude's an asshole. When I was talking about who?
Use the T word as a slur.
Oh, trans. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm all about that. But I know you don't like it. So I won't do it. If he doesn't like the F word, if he doesn't like the T word, I won't do it.
Okay.
Because I love him.
So we'll,
but all I'm saying is,
we'll revisit that.
We'll do. I mean,
if not today, on our next broadcast. But
I'll leave a comment.
So yes, 13-0, guys. The Women's World Cup. Look, the women's national team is filled with talent. Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe. Okay, these women are first class athletes. Okay, so there's goal differential is a big deal in the World Cup.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question, Alex. There's a lot of talk about the pay difference.
Oh.
Between the women's soccer team and the men's soccer team.
It's pretty bad.
So, if your women's team is scoring 13 points,
are they entertaining, right?
Not points, goals.
Goals.
Okay.
Oh my God. Whoa.
points.
The points on the board.
Fucking guy.
13 Neanderthal.
13 goals.
Hey, to get to his segment.
Hey, sports ball. I don't know.
Right. Field goal, touchdown.
Yes.
Scarlett's going 13. And this is probably, he'll find it offensive. That's the way you can say it's queer as a football bat, which queer is weird. It's weird as a football bat. There's no such thing as a football bat. That's why it's so weird.
Carry on.
Jesus
Carry
Christ.
On.
Hold on.
Carry on.
There's some guy I hate even more. I told y'all hate me later. Carson, Ray.
Hey.
This piece of shit.
What's up?
Carson, we're live on the air.
Oh.
Introduce yourself.
Guys, he looks like the kid with the comb over that's going to go to a D1 school, try and pledge, and probably just get hazed, like it, and then not make it. You know, and go back every year to get the hazing, but not to actually make it.
And then end up on Theta Chi.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I'll ask someone else.
All right, so...
what do you want, Carson?
So Carson's gone. Okay, so...
No, he's coming up.
What do you want? So Marlon, just tell me. Tell me about this pay discrepancy. Yes.
So what? Bathroom key? I know you got it. There's some other keys in there.
There's a bathroom key?
There's like 9 of them. Yeah, just don't find the one without the landing.
There's only 2 bathrooms. How are there 9 bathroom keys?
Extras. Ask him. The bathroom key is for the paper towel rolls.
So all those
Oh.
No, it's on the top shelf, but it's in the key box, it's on the top row.
Guys, it's a constant struggle. Gabe is here trying to run a damn restaurant while we're about an hour into our podcast.
Yeah. Almost done.
Okay, so Marlon, you were saying.
Yes. Sorry. Pay discrepancy.
Pay discrepancy. Let's talk about that.
You know, there's a lot of things going on about equal rights and all that stuff.
You talk about 13 goals, which he corrected
for. We're all here.
I don't think the men have scored 13 goals in like 13 matches.
Exactly.
So hey, right. In all. Not even a goal.
At this point, do you think it's right?
I'd say games, but you would agree.
How do you feel? Because I saw this on a show last night and they brought it up, and I thought this is a good way to go with it.
Of course they brought it up.
Would you raise the women's pay or would you lower the men's pay?
Guys, this is a pay by performance.
And do they not entertain you?
Alex Morgan not only is a fantastic soccer player.
You gonna talk about how she looks?
Oh, am I ever!
Man. How good is she though?
She
I've
is.
I've never seen her because I'll look her up.
Oh my god!
Y'all know y'all hate me.
She is very nice to look at, and she's very gifted, and she's.
Shout out to the wives. We're not blind. We're married.
She's very deserving of pay that like.
Oh, because she's hot? Now you want to pay her
more? We're not talking about women's ugly on the whole team.
She scored 5 goals in a World Cup match!
She's a star player, Jesus. And she's hot. No, I was just throwing
it out there. She can back it up.
Then, I mean, and I don't know, do you take away the men's? Do you punish them for not scoring as much?
I don't know if
Or do you just, I mean, let the women, why can't
they suck?
They do suck.
They got killed by Venezuela. Venezuela is a baseball first country.
Did they not?
Venezuela has too much going on with their politics.
What?
America.
They're still trying to qualify, okay?
Venezuela has a lot more going on. If they can pull that out, they need that. That country
Venezuela
needs it.
Venezuela is going, the yes, they going are going through some shit.
About Dominican and they, Republican hierarchy?
And they annihilated the Americans. 3-0.
Mm,
3-0 is
crab
like...
Crab cakes and football is what we do.
3-0 is like 42-0 in the in NFL.
I know nothing about football.
SoCal. Football. Football. I feel I have to say it with an accent.
The only thing I know about football...
That's why they have a line.
Is Neymar. Neymar, call me. Find me, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Neymar.
Oh, God.
Brasil. You know, he has something. He's burned. So, whenever he calls you, you get some penicillin.
Just in case, Neymar is a Brazilian superstar.
And then, I love Brazilian women, but I'm ready to go get burned.
You know, there's a show that comes on really late at night. And there's a guy that's like the Brazilian like butt master. He is apparently some sort of like fitness guru that enhances butts.
What was the Tybo
guy's name? He comes on Tybo. Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks. Is he the Billy Blanks of Brazil?
He is the Billy Blanks of Brazil. But guys, we're getting a little off topic. U.S.'s next match is against. Wait a minute. Who do they play? Oh, they Chile. The Chilean women on Chile. Sunday on Father's Day. We'll talk about Father's Day here in just a minute.
I gotta get to
okay.
That.
But yes, the U.S. women's national team is certainly a favorite to win the cup again this year in France. Okay,
we'll have it all the games here.
But a very surprising win from the Aussie women against Brazil.
Brazil.
They were down, and the Aussie women defeated Brazil 3-2.
Down under?
Down under. They defeated Brazil 3-2. They look to build on that momentum when they play Jamaica on Tuesday, and Brazil tries to regroup as they play the Italian women on Tuesday in the group stage to advance to the knockout stage of the Women's World Cup. And that's Jamaica, all I got. That's Jamaica all I got for the World Cup. Today. What?
Did Jamaica and Italy play
today? Who the what now?
Jamaica and Italy.
Jamaica and Italy.
They did play. They played this morning. They're playing the, you know, one loser play the other loser.
This is a group stage, guys. Okay, so goal differential goal differential is important. So 13-0, I would say the women's national team.
Because even if they lose a game like 2-0, that however
which
many
they
goals
won't.
They scored,
which they won't,
like, has a lot to do with that.
Okay, Chile. Here's my prediction for the U.S. women against Chile.
Let's do predictions.
I say they beat Chile 4-1 on Sunday, Father's Day.
4-1.
Okay? 4-1. Okay.
Bold predictions, Cotton. It's got to be there.
On the Ocho. This
ESPN
will be
in the Ocho.
This will be on
this
the Ocho.
Aired.
Guys, so on the topic of soccer, okay, we'll stay with football, with MLS. MLS is catching on a little bit,
what
guys.
What is it called? Minor league soccer?
Major league
it's major
soccer. Major.
I mean.
The Philadelphia Union are top of the East. Eastern Conference, they are the big shots in the Eastern Conference.
The
okay?
Dogs.
The Los Angeles Football Club is the leaders out west.
It's not the Galaxy. Who's the Galaxy? Because that's the only one I know. Exactly.
Los Angeles Galaxy.
Okay.
So Los Angeles is
so
big
again,
enough
they
to
got
have
team?
Two football clubs.
They play during traffic hours, which is all designed.
Does Beckham play for one of those?
Beckham is done, isn't he?
I think owns a Miami football franchise. But we'll get into that later. But the Los Angeles Football Club are the leaders in the West. FC Dallas, the local team, are fifth right now.
Okay. Top five, top ten.
So they're not doing so hot. But they have a lot of young talent. And
so we might make it.
Get this. Their youth soccer team beat the U.S. women's national team in a scrimmage. This surfaced not too long ago, but this is actually a couple years ago. But that goes to show the development in the soccer.
System. Okay.
Yeah, in the system here.
I can respect that.
In the MLS. So you can certainly respect that. And that's all I got for MLS, guys. All
right, that's it.
I'm
what
not
else
a big,
you got on sports?
I'm not a big MLS guy.
Is that it with Cheap Sheet?
Wow.
We've been drinking.
We have. So former Baylor basketball standout Rico Gathers.
Oh, I know Rico Gathers.
Let's talk
Brittany,
about Rico.
Was it Brittany?
He is like the fourth string tight end or some shit for Dallas?
Yeah, well, Witten's back now, so it'll be nothing.
He got slapped in the hand with a one-game suspension.
For what?
What do all the Cowboys get slapped with a suspension?
Cocaine. Okay.
Yes.
Not just
substance abuse.
It could be anything.
No, it's very general. It's not just
anything.
Cocaine.
Okay. Real Cowboys do cocaine. Let's be real.
The real stars.
The real stars.
First of all,
are we surprised? Okay, this is America's team.
Absolutely not.
Like there's a standard to live up to. Okay, if you are practicing at the
Rico
star,
let me just tell you, Rico Gathers, I would have never guessed.
Rico Gathers. Why not? He flies under the radar. He's like a third string tight end. He's like, hey, I can do a line of coke and get away with it.
Why am I saying
just
I
kidding?
Don't think it's coke.
Why
I
not?
Think it's probably some PEDs. That's what I would say.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Listen, why
he's trying. Jason Witten came back. He doesn't want to lose
without hair.
Is he both?
He went.
He took the toupee off.
Yes, he did. He's like,
first of all, he was thin, but he has Boswell
thin.
For men.
I don't know that he was thin.
Thinning hair? Yes.
I don't even think
no,
he
no, that's Brian Erlocker. Brian Erlocker.
Oh, is that what he
and
does?
And Deion Sanders are the spokespersons for Just for Men.
Mr. Primetime.
Primetime.
Folk City.
And Mr. Michael Crackpipe Irvin.
Okay, so Rico Gathers got slapped with a one-game suspension.
That's not a big surprise.
After violating the league's substance abuse policy.
I think it's PEDs.
Surprise, surprise. We don't know. I don't know what it was. It hasn't been officially disclosed.
Okay.
Okay, but
right now I'm calling $20 PEDs.
Put your money up.
It's $20. That's
20
it.
$20. That's it. I don't have. I'm not buying real drugs. Okay. Otherwise, I'd say a gram. Let's bet a gram.
You're not getting paid $8,000.
$8,000. No, I think it's PEDs. Oh, man. It's nothing crazy.
Okay. Okay. So what do I
got? You heard it here, folks.
What's left? What's left? The U.S. Open. Who likes golf?
Oh my God.
Come on, baby.
The only U.S. Open I know was tennis.
Tennis. There's also a golf tournament. Pretty fucking important one.
Speed.
He's he's a UT grad. Fire. He's a notable. He's at he's at one under after two rounds.
Okay.
Okay. Tiger Woods, another notable. He is at even par after two rounds. Okay. The leader is Gary Woodland as of, I don't know, just past like 8:30 or so.
From the Woodland
Central Canucks. Standard Time.
Who the fuck?
I don't know. Where's he from? I don't know. I don't know where he's from, but he's leading. He's 8 under par.
Wow.
Justin Rose, 7 under. And the two-time defending champ who got left out of the commercial. Okay, he had a legitimate gripe. He was upset about this. What? Brooks Koepka. Did I say that right? Name. Did I say that right?
I have no
idea. Can somebody check the pronunciation,
you're speaking,
guy?
You're speaking Klingon to me. I don't know nothing about golf.
This, he's an FSU guy. He's a Knoll. Okay. He's a two-time Jordan, defending U.S. Open champion. He got left out of the commercial. He's a little upset.
His name is not pronounceable or
it's
not a family name.
It's tough. It's not a household name. Not just yet. But he's 4 under par. So he's 4 behind the leader. This is the 119th U.S. Open. The beautiful Pebble Beach Golf
Course. Pebble Beach. I do know that one.
You like Pebble Beach?
I just know it's a popular golf course, isn't it?
Guys, let me share something with you about fucking golf. It's very frustrating sport, okay? I'm a very competitive guy. I've played everything from water polo to softball, baseball, football, basketball. And I like to think I'm pretty athletic and gifted. But golf, wow. That's not easy. I don't like golf.
They make it seem so easy.
It's not.
It's like a retirement sport.
It's not.
That's like the easiest thing.
Let me stop you right there. Golf is very, very hard.
Why?
Kudos to those guys who continually perform at the highest level.
Without drinking a case of beer on the golf course. Because that's the only time I play golf.
That's only, what's his face? Like Tommy Fleetwood.
Fleetwood he sounds like the Billy Madison of a DJ.
He is, he's a
not
drug.
Billy Madison, excuse me. Happy Gilmore. Got my Sandler movies.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, golf. I tried golf, guys. I just went on a company-paid event to Orlando, Florida.
Sucked it up in front of the VP of whoever. He sucked it up.
I did. I was paired with some executive leaders on the golf course, and I'm terrible at golf. This is the first time I've ever played golf.
I don't know why you thought you could do it.
I don't know why I thought I could do it.
Slicing and doing all the...
Slicing and dicing and missing the ball altogether.
Jesus Christ.
But I got a...
Just tap it in. Give it a little tap.
Tap-tap-tap-a-roo. It was it's a very competitive sport. Very difficult. So kudos to you guys who can do it and perform at such a high level. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose, which, by the way, is 7 under at the U.S. Open. Okay, after
eight.
Two rounds.
7 or 8?
7 under. Gary Woodland is the leader in the clubhouse at 8 under.
8. He's on 8.
Okay. Jordan Spieth, -1. Tiger Woods, even. Okay, so guys, I'm really starting to go to Top Golf a lot more now. I really want to work on my game. This is very, very frustrating. So just another reminder, Brooks Koepka. Can my stat guy fucking check on the pronunciation for this guy? He's at 4 under. He's a two-time defending champ. Gabe, hit me with the Major League Baseball, the boys of summer.
Look, Rangers, all I need to know, we're 36 and 32.
37.
37, we got the win tonight.
They just won today, okay?
Yanks are up there. Twins are up there. Astros,
Twins leading the AL Central. Yanks leading the AL East. The Astros, of course, are atop the AL West. What do we got for the National
Look,
League?
When I was watching baseball... The Astros were National League. Actually, when I was more into watching baseball all the time. Okay? I did love some Nolan Ryan there, okay?
Yeah, he played for the Rangers as well. So.
I know. Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure, I know that one.
So just a quick recap, guys, in the National League, the Braves, 40 and 29.
Braves are my team. Look, we lost Marlin.
Chopper.
We lost him.
We lost him.
He's coming up with his.
Wait.
I can't say hot tea because that's Gary.
Cardi B. When we start talking about Cardi B, Marlin will come back to life.
I think it's more about Megan Thee Stallion for him now.
Okay, so I'm almost done, guys. This is at the very end of my little.
Get your goddamn baseball.
So the NL East, the Braves are 40-29, okay? The Phillies, after a huge acquisition of Bryce Harper in the offseason.
Oh, how's he doing?
Okay, they are in second behind the Braves in the NL East. The NL Central, the Brew Crew, with Christian Yelich and company. 39-29, and out west, the Dodgers, okay?
Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Okay, 46-23.
That's a good
Max Muncy hitting home runs.
Kershaw.